The previous slides listed some of the settings required for a local intersection controller. Some of these values can vary based on a time of day, day of week, week of year, and/or special holiday program. These settings will vary by manufacturer, but some of the common settings are listed here. First is the maximum time setting. You can change on a time of day basis a maximum 1, maximum 2, or maximum 3 in some controllers. Another setting is what's known as dynamic max. Based on demand, you can increase the maximum time setting based on an incremental max period to some dynamic max period. Another time of day feature is a phase omit. For instance, in the morning rush, you may want to include a left turn phase. During the off-peak periods, you may want to omit this phase. There's another feature called conditional service. Conditional service allows a phase to be operated twice within the given cycle. During certain times of day, you may want to allow this phase to service twice. However, during other times of day, you may want to inhibit this conditional service. Flashing operation is another time of day operation. During the off-peak periods in the late nights, you may flash the signal. During the other periods, you will not. For a fully actuated signal, during certain times of day, you may rest in red. In this case, this is where the signal would rest in red on all directions until a vehicle call is placed. However, during more peak period times of day, you may want the main street to come on green and not rest in red. It's also possible to have an alternate vehicle extension on a time of day basis. Consider you have an extension of 3 seconds during a certain time period, but you want to increase it to 4 or 5 seconds for another time period for whatever the purpose may happen to be. Alternate sequence allows you to change the order in which phases occur. During many times a day, you may want to service phase 1 followed by phase 2. You then, on certain times a day, may want to service phase 2 and then phase 1. Vehicle recall can also be set on a time of day basis. For instance, you may want to have a minimum recall during the AM rush for vehicles that aren't arriving in time, but you still want to service the phase. During other times of the day, you may not want to service it. The same is true for the vehicle maximum recall on a time of day basis, along with a pedestrian recall that can be serviced on a time of day basis in addition.